time for your morning briefing of junior mining and mineral exploration news. You are tuned in to Mining Stock Daily. Now, reporting from the Clear Creek Digital Studios in Denver, Colorado, here's your host, Trevor Hall.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. Welcome back into the Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing. This is Trevor Hall, and today is Monday, April 15th. An important day here in the United States. It's tax day. Ugh. All right, last week, gold closed at record highs every day. On Friday, gold shot up to $2,450, but right after London closed, leaving the COMEX was the only gold trading market open in the world. The price management team went to work bombarding the COMEX floor and Globex electronic trading system with reams of paper and digital contracts. This pushed the price down $100, though gold managed to recover enough to close at $2,374, up $1.40 from the previous day. Silver, after six consecutive daily 52-week high closes, pulled back a little on Wednesday, but started a new 52-week high close Thursday. Friday, silver shot up with gold and tapped $30 before getting bludgeoned back down to $28 by the paper warriors in the COMEX. Silver also bounced from that to close at $28.33, another 52-week high close. For the month of April, silver is up $3.35, or 13.5%. The mining stocks per GDX were unchanged on the week. GDX launched early Friday with the metals, but then succumbed to both the price ambush on gold and silver and sharp sell-off in the stock market. The Mining Stock Journal expects a volatile week across all of the markets, given the elevated military tensions in the Middle East and the expectations of an aggressive effort by the COMEX paper cowboys to push gold and silver lower. We'll get to the news out of the miners and explorers here in just a moment, but first a quick word about today's sponsor. This episode of Mining Stock Daily is brought to you by Fireweed Metals. Fireweed Metals is advancing three different projects within the Yukon and Northwest Territories, including the flagship McMillan Pass project. That's a large zinc-lead silver deposit. And the MacTung project, one of the largest and highest-grade tungsten deposits in the world. Fireweed plans to advance these projects through exploration, resource definition, metallurgy, engineering, economic studies, and collaboration with indigenous people on the path to production. For more information, please visit fireweedmetals.com. And here's what you need to know this morning. Founders Metals announced core assay results from the Antino Gold Project in Suriname. Today's results come from the Froyo Gold Zone, closing a substantial gap in drilling. All four holes intercepted the main Froyo shear where expected, further demonstrating the robust nature and excellent continuity of the gold system at Froyo. Results included 5 meters of 10.23 grams per ton gold and 13 meters of 11 grams per ton gold. The company has also completed drill holes along strike to the northwest and to the south of Froyo, with assays pending. Founders Metals trades on the Venture with FDR and on the OTCQX with FDMIF. Caliber Mining is back with news, and they announced drill results from its 2023 resource conversion and expansion program at the Borosi Mine Complex in Nicaragua. Selected highlights reported today included 6.87 grams per ton gold over 7 meters estimated true width, and included 19.8 grams per ton gold over 1.1 meters. There was also 10.8 grams per ton gold over 3.4 meters, and 1,431.6 grams per ton silver over 2.9 meters. The company says the high-grade silver demonstrates further potential to capture additional value in the future. Caliber Mining trades on the TSX with CXB and on the OTCQX with CXBMF. G2 Goldfields provided an update on the ongoing exploration program at the Oko Arimu Gold Project. 5 more drill holes were reported this morning from the Gani Central area. Results included 24 meters of 2.9 grams per ton gold and 10.5 meters of 4.5 grams per ton. At Gagne North, drilling returned 24.5 meters of 5.3 grams per ton gold. This intercept lies within a relatively unexplored 1 kilometer long section of the Oko structure that is currently being drilled by G2. The company recently published an updated mineral resource estimate for the Oko Erimu project, which now sits at 922,000 ounces of gold in indicated and 1,099,000 ounces of gold in inferred. G2 Goldfields trades on the TSX with GTWO and on the OTCQX with GUYGF. Defiant Silver provided an update on the mapping and surface sampling campaign at its Lucita property in Zacatecas, Mexico. Work to date includes surface geochemical sampling in both new and historically sampled zones, and has led to a revised interpretation of the geology at Lucita. The surface work will be used to support further delineation of drill targets for future exploration. At Lucita North, work encountered polymetallic silver, zinc, lead, gold, and copper mineralization, suggesting the presence of a large mineral system with multiple mineralizing events. At Lucita South, there was more of a precious metals factor encountered in drilling and surface sampling. The Lucita property is the northernmost portion of the company's Zacatecas District land package. Defiant Silver trades on the Venture with DEF and on the OTCQX with DNCVF. And American Pacific Mining says they have submitted for approval a plan of operations to the Alaska Department of Natural Resources, summarizing the next 5 years of field activities. The activities included in the plan of operations will allow further evaluation of the environmental, social, technical, and economic aspects associated with the potential development of the mineral deposits located within the Palmer deposit. American Pacific Mining trades on the CSE with USGD and on the OTCQX with USGDF. All right, everybody. We'll be back later today. We're going to finish up with the number of updates and interviews I had from Zurich last week. That will conclude today and then off into a regular scheduled week. The Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing is produced by Clear Commodity Network and Investment Research Dynamics Mining Stock Journal. It is distributed throughout the world through your podcast network of choice and by our friends over at the Junior Mining Network. Have a wonderful day. Talk to you soon. Be well.
The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.